Our Heavenly Father, we come before you, your children, your called out ones, your ecclesia. We thank you that we can learn from your word, your living word, and grow spiritually, growing from strength to strength. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Matthew 24, verse 45 to 51, NLT. Who is a faithful, sensible servant to whom the master can give the responsibility of managing his household and feeding his family? If the master returns and finds that the servant has done a good job, there will be a reward. I assure you, the master will put that servant in charge of all he owns. But if the servant is evil and thinks, "My master won't be back for a while," and begins oppressing the other servants, partying and getting drunk, well, the master will return unannounced and unexpected. He will tear the servant apart and banish him with the hypocrites. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The one version has hypocrites as pretenders and unbelievers. That's quite appropriate. In Galatians 6 verse 7, Amplified, do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions, or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap. So the warning is to people who want to be nasty and treat other people badly. The encouragement is for people who want to obey God and treat other people the way they want to be treated. And that is good because God rewards his servants. In 1 Timothy 3 verse 1 to 6, this is a trustworthy saying. If someone aspires to be a church leader, he desires an honorable position. So a church leader must be a man whose life is above reproach. He must be faithful to his wife. He must exercise self-control, live wisely, and have a good reputation. He must enjoy having guests in his home, and he must be able to teach. He must not be a heavy drinker or be violent. He must be gentle, not quarrelsome, and not love money. He must manage his own family well, having children who respect and obey him. For if a man cannot manage his own household, how can he take care of God's church? A church leader must not be a new believer, because he might become proud and the devil would cause him to fall. So we get some guidelines on leadership in the church, in Jesus' body. It's not only people who are in leadership, but everyone who wants to serve. As Jesus said in Luke 22, verse 24 to 27, NLT. Now there was also a dispute among them as to which of them should be considered the greatest. And he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But not so among you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who governs as he who serves. For who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not he who sits at the table? Yet I am among you as the one who serves." So Jesus is our biggest and best example. He was a servant leader and he leads by example. And so we want to follow his example. Another thing, a bit of advice in 1 Timothy 2 verse 1 to 6. I urge you first of all to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority, so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. This is good and pleases God our Saviour, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. For there is one God and one Mediator, who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. This is the message God gave to the world at just the right time. The servant that the master asks to be in charge of the household is an example of someone who is serving God, typically church leaders in our day and age. And we need to pray for everybody in that kind of position, because the higher the tree, the stronger the wind. The closer you are to God, the bigger the attacks. And so I encourage you to pray for all people, like it says in 1 Timothy 2, and especially for those who are in leadership, whether it's country leadership or spiritual leadership. Now, we know that we're living in the end times and things are happening beyond our control, but it's not beyond God's control. things that are happening in the world might make our prayers for peaceful and quiet life a little bit different to what it used to be, but we can still pray for those authority and let God take care of the rest. So I encourage you, pray, and if you are in a position of leadership, then lead the way Jesus Christ would expect you to do. That's how you can shine your light.